It used to be that extended cold spells were something to be expected, coped with, endured, perhaps even appreciated, but mostly expected. In the past decade, though, they've become so infrequent that they seem almost exotic, something to be savored, experienced, remembered, as something we may not see again. Like disappearing languages, the lexicon of cold weather contains multitudes of images, metaphors, ways of expressing the season that, once lost, can never be recovered. So when a rare, true cold snap comes nowadays, I feel a responsibility to pay attention, to fix the details in my memory. As I write this, in late January, it's remained bitter cold the last 3 days, going down into the low teens at night, with blustery northwest winds that make it feel much colder. Yesterday was mostly sunny, but by early this morning the sun was only a yellow ghost in a cataract sky, and now it's completely swallowed up in a mad swirl of light snow. A gust of flakes the size of small down feathers rushes up against the study windows, pauses as though peering in like a school of minnows in an aquarium, then rushes off again. At this temperature, the snow acts as a wind register, the wind made visible. Over the past week, this cold wave has spread circumpolarly, like a new ice age. Buffalo, as usual, seems to be the snow pit of the nation. Newscasters say the city was stunned by a recent snowstorm. But how can a place like Buffalo be stunned by snow? It's like saying that Miami was stunned by a recent heat wave, or North Korea was stunned by another setback to its economy. Certain things seem to come with the territory. It's 11 degrees this morning. As I go out to get the paper, I can feel the hairs in my nostrils freezing in the sudden cold. Pine needles litter the snow in the yard, burned off during the windless night. A crust has formed on the snow during the past few days, not thick, but enough so that the open slopes and level stretches are coated with a sheen, as though layered with plastic or made of styrofoam. The bent pitch pine branches, weighted with snow, swing heavily in the breeze. Yet though a few limbs may crack, it seems that these trees will bear the freeze with their accustomed equanimity. The gray trees make a new music against the snow. The sturdy, canted trunks of the oaks, the stunted, gnarled humpback cherries, the still-green catbriar leaves forming curved lines of bangles through the branches, the massy, coppery clumps of bristled oak leaves all stand out starkly against the smoothly curved white outlines of the hills. All the hidden composition of these winter woods stand revealed in the pure cold air. In this respect, nature is like art. That is, at any moment, her patterns, shapes, and directions could not have been predicted, but in retrospect, they have a rightness, an inevitability composed of the relationships between its elements. In front of me is a perfect cluster of three light brown pine cones against a spray of dark green needles. I stand and look at them for a long time, as though I had never seen them before.